Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The Taliban took four more provincial capitals today in a lightning offensive that brought them closer to Kabul. This comes just weeks before the U.S. is set to officially end its two-decade war in Afghanistan. For more, we turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and talk to Sher John Ahmadzai, director of the Center for Afghanistan Studies at the University of Nebraska, Omaha. Well, thanks so much for your time this afternoon. Things are happening so quickly, it must be pretty tough to figure out what's going to happen next.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for having me first on this one. Absolutely, I agree. Things are happening very fast, but sometimes you don't know what's going to happen next hour. I'm in touch with colleagues, friends, folks in Afghanistan, and everybody's worried about what's going to happen next day and what city would Taliban run over. So it's unpredictable. We cannot predict what's going to happen tomorrow, what's the government strategy to counter that, if there is any, or what how are going to Taliban deal with the public in the areas of their own control. So mixed messages, mixed news are coming out of atrocities, of good and bad news. It's difficult to figure out what's happening there.
How was it, do you think, that the U.S. strategic planning units were unable to see this coming so quickly?
Well, unfortunately, our military strategic planning, unfortunately, was not prepared for such a scenario when our political leaders decided to unplug the whole thing from Afghanistan suddenly. The current administration decision to withdraw forces in a sudden quick force, unfortunately, has created a vacuum that is not being filled by anybody else. Because if you look at the support for the Afghan army, thousands, more than 50,000 technical support teams who were supporting the Afghans in artillery preparedness or in Air Force, taking care of the Air Force, they have been pulled out, and that's almost no force that could support the Afghan army for their air operations from Kabul Airport or other airports. So all these scenarios, unfortunately, were overshadowed by our political decisions in Washington, D.C., and on top of that, all of our political pundits, military experts had warned out of our administration that if you plug suddenly, these are going to be the consequences that we will face. And that's what happened in Afghanistan right now, unfortunately.
So we learned yesterday that some 3,000 additional U.S. troops will be headed to Afghanistan. Do you think that will be it, or are more going to have to be brought in?
Well, if the situation goes back to what was before 9/11 happened, I think there would be a day when the United States would be forced to send in thousands of more officers back to Afghanistan and soldiers to quell the situation there and not return Afghanistan back to a place where they can attack anything in the United States or threaten U.S. interests in the region. So I think it would be wise to keep the momentum pressure on Taliban to encourage them or coerce them through course of diplomacy to get them to deal with the Afghan administration that we have been supporting for the last 20 years. It looks by some of the pundits have already been saying this. It looks like we have pulled the rug out of under the feet of the Afghan forces, Afghan government, when we did a sudden pullout by just a mere political decision we thought is popular inside the United States, not understanding the security complications that would happen next few years for the United States in the region, or directly or indirectly.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.